Mercy and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Perhaps your experience has been reminiscent of that of Jeremiah, who at the time of his call said, "O Lord, I am but a child." Perhaps that's the way that you felt at the time that you knew that you were called into this wonderful work. You said, "I'm inexperienced. I lack understanding and knowledge." But then, some slick-talking, fast-moving ministerial recruiter talked you into it, and here you are. And after a quarter or two, perhaps Jeremiah's other experience is yours as well. You look to heaven and say, "Oh Lord, you seduced me and I was seduced. You overpower me and prevail." Perhaps that's the way it has been for you, wondering whether or not the service that you are about to render to the Lord is one of willing or unwillingness. Perhaps, on the other hand, you were like those in the gospel lesson, those who were willing servants, those who, after their catechetical studies, couldn't wait to hear the newest, nuanced interpretation of the text. Those who found out that systematics really did have something to say to the everyday, ordinary lives, needs, hurts, and troubles of people. Those who all of a sudden discovered that the church did not come into being full-blown on my birthday. But it has, indeed, a history. Sometimes our experience is like those when Jesus says to us, "Hold on a minute. I'm not sure you understand who it is that you're hooking up with here." It's kind of like getting married. You know, you don't marry the person that you think you know. You marry what you think about them. It's later on, after a couple of courses in their exegetical studies, that you finally understand who this is that you have married. And pretty much that's the way it is with God's call into his service. Whether it is in the holy ministry, or whether it's in any other area of vocation to which Christian people are called, to the service of God. It's not whether we're willing or unwilling, I think, that makes the difference. It is the call of God and what he has called us to. Those who were very willing to be followers of Jesus in the Gospel from Luke perhaps did not understand what all was in front of them, what kind of things they were going to have to go through. Perhaps Jeremiah did understand, having lived with a hard-hearted, uncircumcised, and hardened ears people to whom he was going to minister, and because of that, was very reluctant to take up the mantle of being a prophet of God. The important thing is the call of God to that service. The call to see who it is that we are serving. The call, which in and of itself, through that word of God empowered by his Spirit, makes us indeed what we are. Jeremiah was given a vision of the one to whom he was called Spirit. And he said, "The Lord is with me like a mighty warrior." He was not privileged, you know, to see the deliverance that he might want to see, but rather he was, again, abused, misused, insulted, ridiculed, wanted, but the Lord was with him like a mighty warrior. Those disciples that Jesus called to himself in the New Testament were called to see the Lord as a mighty warrior, but as a mighty warrior who does things in a way that we do not expect. Those who were his willing followers, those who came to him and begged for the opportunity to be part of his entourage, had seen the miracles. They had seen him raise a dead girl. They'd seen him cast out demons. They'd seen him feed 5,000 people. Who wouldn't want to follow somebody like that? But those who Jesus himself called and failed to see the cross. They're called to see the mighty warrior do battle in a way which is contrary to the way that people think. Those who volunteered for what they thought was the glorious kingdom were those who thought that this world takes. Those who are called to the cross are called, in the words of St. Paul, to have their minds transformed, to have their lives turned upside down, thinking not by what God does with his people at the cross. During this Lenten season, what is our concentration? What it is all the time, but particularly during Lent, we concentrate on the cross and what it means for us. But during this time, we see our sin as the cause of the cross. During this time, we see both our reluctance to follow the call of God no matter what the cost, and our over exuberance to fit into the glorious kingdom, on the other hand, taken to the cross. And we see it of its power over us destroyed. God beckons us by the cross. It is that by which he gathers us to himself. There the Holy Spirit teaches that sermon, the teacher of the heart, there in that cross, at that cross, is the gift that God gives in baptism as he makes us his own and places his power upon us as his beloved children. There, in that rush of the holy baptism, the cross of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, call us to be his, to engage in service, to do what he does there as the victory of a mighty warrior, and to be transformed, renewed, done over, risen to new life. Because our lives are constantly lives in which we are reluctant and exuberant, in which we say, God, why did you call me? And lives in which we say, let me get on. We need to have God's power. And so the Spirit